Leanne Simin, Shin Dalad Mem. And before we start the Simin, we had mentioned the Ha'orim last night that it's brought down, the Mishnah Berurah brings it down, the Shulchan Aruch Harav. If you have a cotton that is a chayla shein by sakone, and he needs chametz, to cure his chayli. So we had meikar adin, if there's no other item, a godel is permitted to give him chametz on Pesach. And we said there are two chidushim. There's one chidush that the cotton is permitted to take the chametz, even though it's a iser teirem, and even though he is only a chayla shein by sakonet. That's one moiridik chidush. We said perhaps we can understand this because a cotton is not mitzuvin isurim. So he has different guidelines. So the cotton oichel nevelus and bezem mitzuvin la frishoy. So there's no azores on him. So therefore, if he has he's a chayla shein by sakone, he is already permitted to have chometz. That we said we can understand. But there is a second chiddush that a person is permitted to give him to eat chometz, and there's no leisachilom. And this we said, this is l'chayra very difficult to understand. That means every time the isa leisachilom we're giving to a cotton that's not mitzuvah, let's speak about this cotton would not be a chayla. So if Yid will give him chometz, he's ayva isa deraisa leisachilom. And now that he's a chayla shein beisakone, he's permitted to give him. Mitzad the cotton, he's never ayva naveira. And here, there is such a difference if he's a chayla shein beisakone, and if he's not a chayla shein beisakone. We mentioned this chiddush yesterday. Perhaps we can understand this. I saw in Chut Shoni from Agoin Rav Nissen Karelitz, he says as follows, that even though a cotton is not mitzuveh in Isurim Bekat Nusai, but it's not considered that a Maisa Veira was not done. That means, the Gemara calls it a takola. That means he did something, he did an Aveira. No, he's not Muzar on the Aveira, and he's not Nenish on the Aveira, but it is an Aveira. It is an Aveira. That means he did an Aveira. No, he's not responsible for his actions. He won't get any punishments for this. And there's no Azores because he's a lav bardash, so he's not capable of having the responsibility not to do the Maisa Aveira. But it is a Maisa Aveira. He said the same thing when he does a mitzvah. He says it's called he's doing a Maisa mitzvah. He's doing a Maisa mitzvah. He make a broch on the mitzvah and so on. He's doing a Maisa, but he's not mitzvah to do it. He's not responsible to do it. But it is a Maisa mitzvah and a Maisa veira. So he said, therefore, that shot in the love of Leisa Chilom. That means even though the cotton has no obligations or responsibilities, but this is a Maisa Aveira, so therefore you're not allowed to be machalim. That is the issa. That even though the cotton has no responsibility, because if he has no responsibilities for his actions, so you're not mechuyim to be mafreshim. That's it. But the Maisa is doing a Maisa Aveira. It's called a takolim. It means a Gemara in Sanhedrin. So therefore, we perhaps we can understand this halacha. So if there is, it means if he's sick, so the halacha is he's allowed to eat it. And that the guidelines are for Achele Shemisakone. Since he has no Ashores, he's allowed to eat Chometz for Pesach. The minute he's allowed to eat it, there's no Leisachilom on me. That means he never did an Aveirim. But it's called, he's not responsible. The Leisachilom is he's doing a Maisha, but he's not responsible. But here, if the Halacha is Shaked, you should eat it because Yebachayli, so it's not called a Maisha Aveir at all. So Mamel is no Leisachilom. So perhaps with this we can understand this a little better. Now let us start in Malad Mem. Ha'olech Bamidbar. This is a very gruesome affair. A person is going in a Midbar. Ve'eino yodea mosei hu Shabbos. And somehow he lost track of the days. So he doesn't know which day is Shabbos. So there's two halachas. One halacha is Meine Shiva Yomim Miyom Shenosan Aliboy Shikhasai. That means the minute he realized he lost the Cheshbon, what day he's up to now. See, he hasn't the faintest idea what day this is. So now there's a halacha, he starts counting 7 days. Umekadish Ashvi Mekiddish Vahabdullah. In the 7th day, he makes Kiddish, he makes Abdullah. We'll see this in the Mishnah Berurah, what's pshat in this. Now, this 7th day that he makes Kiddush and Abdullah is, there's 1 out of 7 chances that it's Shabbos. It could be it's Shabbos, could be it's not Shabbos. We don't know. But Lamai said the 7th day, he makes Kiddush and Abdullah. We'll see what the reason is.
It's not Shabbos.
What?
Looks like he's not Shabbos.
Well, it's not most likely, so we'll see in a minute. If he has what to eat, that means he's a hoilech b'midbar. Now all of a sudden they lost track of time. But he has with him a whole suitcase of food. Also, he's not allowed to do any meloche to purchase new food. The Mali has food. He has food to eat. Ad sheyish sheyichla ma sheyeshloi. So that means if he has for 5 days to eat, he eats for 5 days, finished, and his rations are finished. Ra'oz, now what does he do then? Yaseh meloche b'chol yayim. So here we're speaking about he's with a sheyor, he's with a caravan. There's this guy in there that if he'll work for them, they'll give him food, they'll give him this. I mean, he doesn't have anything. I finished all his rations. Was yaseh meloche b'chol yayim for minimum rations. That means how much he needs each day to live. They should work each day. He should do malachi. That means if he works half an hour for these goyim, he'll be able to get a bread. He'll be able to live that day on the bread. So he works a half an hour, a good dog, and then he has bread for that day. So he eats the bread that day. Now, the day that's going to be the 7th day that he's going to make Kiddush, but he has to eat also. So he works the 7th day. He does, if it means Chilul Shabbos. He has to eat. He has to eat every day. He ate up all his rations. We are speaking about the minimum amount of food he needs to live that day. That's what we're speaking about. And he works for that. He can do malachas deraisa for that. He needs food each day, and he's going to work every day till he gets that amount of food. And this he's going to do on Shabbos also. Shabbos is also going to work. Rasulu b'yayim shemekadish, by the day he makes Kiddush. Today, parnasosoi mitzum tzemes. Mitzum tzemes means that he works every day for a minimum amount of food he needs to exist. So now he doesn't know when Shabbos is, so he works each day to acquire a minimum amount of food, and then he stops. Each day, including Shabbos, he's allowed to go. We want to get out of this midbar. He's in a midbar. He wants to get out. So he's allowed to go chutz l'tchum and thus, and that's because we want him to get out of the me. He's in a matzav of sakona between you and me, so we want to want him to get out of this. We want him to get out of this midbar. Fine. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Look to Mishnah Berurah. He was captured. Was captured by goyim. V'nishkach yoim Shabbos mimeno, and he forgot which day is Shabbos. So he's in a prison now, or he's captured. He doesn't know. Ach lefomim b'zeh yochel lemayr b'chesh b'noisam. That could be if he's in a prison or he's captured. That could be it's easier to find out what today is. B'zeh yom chal Shabbos shalom. You can find out from his captives what's today, Wednesday, Tuesday. I mean that's so. Therefore, this problem is more relevant by Yehila b'midbar and mamish. They lost track of time. Miyayim shenosam, rotzaloyma, miyayim shenofel beliboy asofik mosayu Shabbos. From the day he came to the realization that he doesn't know which day is Shabbos, so then he starts counting. Voisei hayoyim gufa hayoyim rishin leminyin sheishis yimeyachil. And so this day is, the first day is going to count 6 days. And the seventh day is going to make Kiddush or Mekaddish Hashvi B'Kiddush V'Havdolah. V'Hainu, what does that mean? She'oise Kiddush Alapas, if he has bread, or make Kiddush Alapas, V'Hayayin Kiddin. We'll make Kiddush, the Nusach Baruch Ata Hashem Mekaddish HaShabbos, Osilei makes Havdolah, he has wine, Baruch HaMavdol Ben Kiddush L'Chil. So this is very difficult to understand. He doesn't know when Shabbos is. He started counting randomly from the first day when the Suffolk became Noilad, so now he counts 7 days. The seventh day, he makes Kiddush and Abdullah. So what's shot in this? B'tikno chachomim zeh lezikorim. Chazal made a takona that he should remember about Shabbos. He's in a midbar. Who knows how long he's going to be in the midbar. He should remember that there's such a concept of Shabbos. So Memela, so they made a takona the seventh day. From you don't know what pshat in the day, so the seventh day you're going to make Kiddush, the Mitzvah, the seventh day you're going to make Havdalah. So that means, even though theoretically it's really Tuesday, the seventh day, but there's a takonas chazal that you should make it in this situation, in your matzav. If we won't do this, so the whole Kali can be here for 2 years and the whole concept of Shabbos will eventually become forgotten by you. And Chazal wanted, you should remember there's such a thing as Shabbos. So Chazal made a takonin that your seventh day, from when you started counting, you should make Kiddush, you should make Havdalah. That's Zel Zikorin. Shabbos mimeno. You shouldn't forget about Shabbos. The main loy, what if he doesn't have pas and yayin? He doesn't have bread or wine. Yikadish ayinei tula. So he will daven Shemayna Esrei, he will daven Shabbos Tikki Shemayna Esrei. The tula hu mispalo shel Shabbos b'yoyim zeh, k'may shekosa v'prima godim. Now, the Prima Godim says, and this is not so poshut. This is not so poshut. L'chayre, but let us just mention, L'chayre, if you would ask us, he doesn't know. It's the seventh day we started camp. What is today? Who knows? The day can be is Tuesday. I mean, we know, you know, he's going to make Kiddush. I'll make Kiddush, fine. When it comes to Shemayna Esrei, L'chayre, you'd ask a Lamdan. So Lamdan would say like this, listen, I don't know if today's Tuesday or Shabbos. Now, if you're going to daven a Vochendik Shemayna Esrei, we learned already. You can be masked Shabbos in the middle of a Shemin Esra also. You'll maybe ask Kol on Yom Shabbos. You'll put in Shema Kalenim, so Chayn will take you Yom Shabbos. You'll be masked Shabbos. Fine. Right, a Lamdan would say that. And others that can say that. The Pesach Advir says, that's what you do. I mean, like this, if you're going to daven, let's see the other way, you're going to daven Shabbos to Kishwin Esra, fine. Then when you get out of the midway, you find out it was Tuesday, you daven the Shabbos to Kishwin Esra. The Bruch is all about Torah. There's no, I mean, the Torah, but you didn't daven, you weren't Yetzim, it's just filler. I mean, could you allowed to do it? They said you allowed to make Kiddush. But L'chayre Lamdan would say, fuck out. But on component, the Prima Gom says, no, you don't have a Shabbos to Kishmin Esra. So the Pesach Advir brings down, just like by Yom Tov Sheni. Now, between you and me, Yom Tov Sheni, it's not talking about Shmuz, Yom Tov Sheni Shmuz. It's Yom Tov, it's not Yom Tov. It's Chol. And theoretically, you should wear tefillin, and fine, you don't come aloha, fine. It's chayil. You should daven yutches brachis, and it's chayil. Chazal wanted you shouldn't be mizals on Yom Tov Sheni. They were afraid it might be Yom Tov Sheni, the sound of my grandson, so he said, you know, to do malachi Yom Tov Sheni. Now, if you're going to daven a Shemin Esra shel chayil and not to Yom Tov, and not to malachi, it won't work. Chazal knew it won't work. In order to make sure that you won't do malachi Yom Tov Sheni, it has to be Yom Tov thing. So Chazal were mesakin, they were oikir, and they said you daven a Yom Tov de Kishmin Esra. So they made it Yom Tov. This is a Yom Tov. It's not Shavuos. It's Yom Tov Sheni. So the Rabbanon de Kishmuos. It's not Shavuos, but it's yes. And this the Rabbanon de Yom Tov. You daven Shachis. You daven Musaf. You say hello. It's the whole all the works. That's what they said. That's what the Rabbanon said. So then the Prima Godim holds that this person is a Shabbos Sheni. He doesn't know when Shabbos is. So Rabbanon said, if you don't know when Shabbos is, we want you to have a Shabbos. So he made this day. This day is just like Yom Tov Sheni, it's Shabbos Sheni. So Shabbos, so you're not in the Shabbos to Kishmin Esri, you're not in Musaf, you're the Shabbos. So you see, you're not in the Shabbos, if you don't have wine, you see, you eat the Kiddush Baruch and the Shem and Kaddish and Shabbos. And right, so we got Yavdul Betula and then Meitzoy Shabbos. You'll make Avdol Atach and Antonu, Shem Atach and Antonu. The Yaitzim is a day of Chak Mitzvah Savdola. Vim Yeshloi. But now we're going to talk about work. So now we just said he has a Shabbos Sheni and then he says Kiddush and Avdol and the Davin's fine. Now, Vim Yeshloi. Yes, he has. Mimali is found this, he has food. Haina filo ain't like him lechem balma. He just has bread. He doesn't have anything else. Shuv also lasses maloche itzubnei shayorim. If he has bread today, he can't do work. He'd like to have something else to eat. There's some cooked food they're selling. Every day is a suffix. Maybe today is Shabbos. And you ever had to work. Listen, if you have bread, you don't work. So if he has what's mildly spawned, if he has money, so that he has money, he don't work that day. Or she can sell something. So before you work, you sell when you have extra. Or maybe from the people of the caravan, he can borrow money. Listen, my credit is good. We'll get out of this midbar. I'll pay you back. So then, if we can get a matana from them, we think he'll do this. No hetter to be mechal Shabbos. If he have what to eat today, you can have five slices of bread today. There's no sakone. You eat five slices of bread. You get it. You borrow it, and that's it. You don't work. Also, so if he can get five slices of bread a day, and that's what he needs, that's the minimum amount he needs. Also, all 6 days, he's not allowed to work. We're playing with fire over here. We don't know what day is Shabbos. Every day is a Sovik Shabbos. Even though the Rav of the days are Chul, so Lamdan is going to say, today what? You go for the Rav. Today is Mustafa. Rav days are not Shabbos. This is called Kavua. That means the days of the week are called Kavua. In called Kavua, so just like if you have seven stores and one sells basar nevela and six sell basar kosher, so it's an din of a sofik deraisa, because if the stores are kavua, so mevela is so considered machsa. So there are 7 days. One of the 7 days is Shabbos. 6 of the 7 days is chol. You don't call basar roiv. So each day is a sofik Shabbos sofik chol. The yom Shabbos min kala chol. G'day parnososoi mitzum semis. So each day you work for your minimum amount that you need. That means if you don't have food for today, you need five slices of bread. So you work in order to have five slices of bread. Akol yom namikoi. That means every day he's only permitted, every day is a suffix Shabbos. I don't know what today is. So I'm only allowed to work in order to have five slices of bread, and that's it. And then I have no head to work further. When it's apiches, but now it's Friday, he wants to prepare for Shabbos. That means today by me is going to be Friday, tomorrow is Shabbos. So let me have Shabbos to get Shabbos. So I'll work. And sound like this, I work half an hour and I make five slices of bread. I'll work an hour Friday. I'll make 10 slices of bread. And 5 I'll eat today and 5 I'll eat tomorrow. Chas v'sholom, you're not allowed to do that. And the Cheshbon of Bir Alochi explains his very poshut, because Friday you're going to work an hour. Maybe Friday is Shabbos. How are you allowed to work? This is Russian roulette you're playing over here. That means this day is a Sufik Shabbos. I don't know what today is. Maybe it's Friday, maybe it's Shabbos. So I'm going to work an extra half an hour. So I shouldn't have to work tomorrow. So you work on Shabbos a half an hour, you only have to work Sunday. Shemi Shemayim. You're playing with Russian roulette. So Chas V'Sholem, you work a half an hour Friday. And then you work a half an hour Shabbos. In Shabbos, and Shabbos is... on Shabbos I'm allowed to work half an hour because it's I need it. It's because never say I need five slices of bread. So I'll work 5 hours for five slices of bread Shabbos, but don't work Friday for Shabbos. So in Miraloch and Sharetzin, he says Amoyer Mikizach. He says let's talk about a soldier in the army. So he says if he was a soldier in the army that by Shabbos. Listen, this has to be done. When you do it, you can do it in the middle of the week. You can do it on Shabbos. I mean, it doesn't matter. But by Shabbos, 12 o'clock Shabbos, this has to be done. Right? So the Chofetz Chaim says, so you know, when you do, see, you do it in the middle of the week. If you do it in the middle of the week, that's bullshit. I mean, fine. Then he calls a Shaila. He says, what will be the din? But he was very busy in the middle of the week. Right? Okay. Now it's Bein HaShemoshes. Between Friday and Shabbos. Bein HaShemoshes. 40 minutes between the Shki and the Ros. And it's Bein HaShemoshes. So, should he do it now? Or should he do it tomorrow? So Alamdin would say, do it now. Why she do it now? Because listen, finish me. These 40 minutes is a suffix. Maybe it's still Friday. So maybe it's Shabbos. Or if it's Shabbos, I have to do it Shabbos. I mean, I have to do it. I mean, if this work is not done Shabbos, and the general sees it's not done, achas no se lomis. I mean, it's mikuach nefesh. I have to do it. So let me do it Friday already. Let me do it Friday because Friday is maybe till Friday. Maybe who knows? Maybe it's Friday. So the years are suffix in this. He says, perhaps he should do it Shabbos. Why? So what's the svar to do it Shabbos? So Rav Nissim Kerelet says, Shabbos, he's forced to do it. That means Shabbos, the general comes over to him and says, he has to be done by 11:45, by 12 o'clock. He comes over to him 11:45, nothing was done. Tells him if it's not done by 12 o'clock, So he's forced to do it Shabbos. So I'm doing it, finished. I'm forced. That's called I'm an onus. Friday night, I'm not forced to do it. I'm doing it on my own accord. Maybe it's Friday. So he says, but could be it's better to do Shabbos than to do Friday. If you can do it Friday, so I'm going to give this, I'll do it Friday. But if there is... You can't do it Friday. You were busy Friday. So now it's either Friday night or Shabbos. So when I do it Friday, Bein HaShemoshes, I'm doing it not being forced. I'm doing it on my own accord. But maybe it's Friday, Taka. But on the fact that it's Shabbos, I'm doing it because I want to do it. You don't have to do it yet. I'm not forced to do it yet. But I want to do it now because I want to take a chance. So he says, and Shabbos could be, so he doesn't know clue what the din is in such a case. That if it's Friday, Bein HaShemoshes or Friday, if it's better to do Friday or to wait till Shabbos and do it when you're not forced to do it. Friday, I'm doing it on my own accord.
Friday also.
Well,
he can't do it.
Shabbos, he has to do it.
But Monday, he has to do it.
Well, he doesn't have to do it Monday. Monday, he's doing it on his own accord. Let me say, yeah. But because he knows it has to be done Shabbos. It has to be done by Shabbos. So when he does Shabbos already, that's called, he's forced to do this. He's forced to do it. But he does on Monday, he's doing it on his own accord. And there's no malach in that. So he's mesupik what to do. Anyway, but over here, but in this case, this by Friday over here, this Friday, Yizichus should only work for five slices of bread because could be today is Shabbos and so you're working on Shabbos for Sunday. So Yizichus not allowed to do it. בשם היום הוא יום שבת, המוחי יום חול, ואיך יכל לו בדובר שאני נגיע פיקוח נפש, אבל כדי פרנסה עושה מותר, so Friday you work for 5 slices of bread. שנגיע לפיקוח נפש, שמיעה שמלוך היום עושה, תמיד בו,